One size fits all seems like a good idea for clothes until you try them on. Same goes for healthcare. That's why United Healthcare offers flexible, budget-friendly coverage for medical, vision, dental, and more. Learn more at uh1.com.
Ever catch yourself eating the same flavorless dinner 3 days in a row? Dreaming of something better? Well, HelloFresh is your guilt-free dream come true, baby. It's me, Keke Palmer. Let's wake up those taste buds with hot, juicy pecan-crusted chicken or garlic butter shrimp scampi. Mm. Hello Fresh. Stop dreaming of all the delicious possibilities and dig in at HelloFresh.com. Let's get this dinner party started.
Pep, glad you're good. Bad news though, obviously the injury to Trent. Just tell us a bit about that. What's going on?
So he hyperextended his knee in the game. So he has a little tear in the collateral ligament. So he will be out probably 3 weeks. Big blow. He was one of our most important players. He created a lot of dynamics, was always decisive. Yeah, even in bad spells, he was the one who put the balls where where it was where we made the difference. Yeah, we will have to find new dynamics without him because he made our game flexible. So big blow, but hopefully 3 weeks, and with the winter break in between. Yeah, winter break, a few days, but yeah.
It seems to be where injuries are hitting this season, doesn't it? At the back again. Looking at it, it seems as well there's been an atmosphere around the club that you've been quite relaxed during the transfer window. Mm-hmm. So not bolstering that back line. We saw obviously Conor Bradley have an impact at the weekend.
Yeah.
Should mention actually Bobby Clark having an impact coming in midfield.
Yeah.
Probably like the way they took the yellow cards when they needed to when I was to hit on the break. But how much is the relaxed attitude around transfers down to the emergence of players like Conor, like Monster, of course, as well?
Yeah. So. Two things. We spent a lot of money in the summer, so we really invested in the squad. The ownership really brought in the right players, and so this means that even when you hit injuries at the moment, they will be back in not that long, hopefully. So I think the difference between a good season and a top season is when you are going through these phases, how the squad reacts when players are missing. So Mo going, how does Jota, Cody, Darwin, Lucho, how they step up, Harvey. And then we always believe in the academy as well. So I think one thing is that you want to produce your own players to be able to fight, to compete and to win prizes. The other reason why we have an academy and 250 players there running and dreaming and hoping is that in these moments where it's harder, and when a season gets tough in terms of injuries, that they can back you. And they, so far, they always did. Look to Conor Bradley, he comes in. Martinelli comes in, fresh, to go 1v1 constantly. And Conor, maybe the first one not, but the big diagonal he couldn't clear. But after that, he reads, he learns, and he can clear two or three. 1v1 against Martinelli. First one, he gets outplayed. The second one, he learns, and he closes the outside better. So these boys, they learn at the same moment. And I think Conor and Bobby, they are not backup players. They are part of our squad. They are young, hungry, and they are made for games like this. Look what happened with Jurel. Sorry to continue talking, but look what happened to Jurel. We put him in Newcastle when he was with 10 men. And after that, he feels our trust. He knows that we really can rely on him, and he makes the steps he makes. Young players just need opportunity. They don't need criticism. They just need trust from the coaching staff. And that's what we try to do. So these two boys, really good, but we have more of them.
Do you have Virgil available again? Shabazz Lai, when's he back? And Thiago, is he a couple of weeks
ago? Yeah, so Virgil ran yesterday while we're doing the training with the subs. So he did a few jogs. He looked good. He was smiling, speaking. He did together with Jot, so that looked good. Now he will be back if he doesn't have a... That's the second thing as well, that these phases where you get sickness as well. You get players who get ill or staff who get ill. But so he looks good, good to go. Dom is progressing well on the pitch, running, so he's not far away. Robbo is on the third month mark, so he has another scan. If that goes well, then we can really decide when to have more contact. What's the tricky thing with this injury? Costas is going quicker as expected, so they both, Robbo and Costas, will be back probably in the end of this month, training with the team. So then it's still time, huh? And Stefan and Thiago will be into next month. But no complications, so that's good.
One size fits all seemed like a good idea for clothes.
Nice dress.
It's a t-shirt.
Until you tried it on. Same goes for your healthcare. That's why United Healthcare offers a variety of flexible, budget-friendly coverage for medical, vision, dental, and more. So whether you're between jobs, coming off a parent's plan, or even missed open enrollment, you can find the plan that fits you best. Find out more about United Healthcare coverage at uh1.com. That's uh1.com.
Everyone knows therapy is great for solving problems, but getting therapy has its own problems too, like finding the right therapist, fitting into their schedule, and of course, the cost. Well, BetterHelp can solve those problems. It's totally online and built around your schedule. It's surprisingly affordable too. Connect with a credentialed therapist by phone, video, or online chat, all from the comfort of your home. Visit BetterHelp.com to learn more and save 10% on your first month. That's BetterHelp, H-E-L-P.
One size fits all seemed like a good idea for clothes.
Nice dress.
It's a t-shirt.
Until you tried it on. Same goes for your healthcare. That's why United Healthcare offers a variety of flexible, budget-friendly coverage for medical, vision, dental, and more. So whether you're between jobs, coming off a parent's plan, or even missed open enrollment, you can find the plan that fits you best. Find out more about United Healthcare coverage at uh1.com. That's uh1.com.
Just on the game itself, obviously it's nice to be in a semi-final. How much of the mindset is that nothing has been achieved just yet and it's about making the most of the position that you're in to, I suppose, lay down a marker for the rest of the season?
You mean this next game or last game?
Well, this next game, just obviously yeah. In the semi-final, you've got a chance to get to a final.
Yeah.
And if you were to go on and win that cup final, obviously it lays down a marker. Yeah.
We all dream, no? When we are young, you want to play in the most iconic stadiums in the world, and Wembley is one of them. It has so much history and so many memories we already made there. So you want to go there. I think the team has this hunger. It's the closest final we can reach. But we have to respect Fulham. And they have a very clear way, a good offensive idea, really creative, especially they can build with three. The outside triangles are really flexible, so they constantly interchange positions. They have Jimenez, who's back to his old quality, how he was at Wolves. Real focal point for them. If you let them play, we analyze, then you see how much problems they can create against the team. And you saw what he did with West Ham. You saw what he did with Forest. And just now, they won Arsenal. So if you let them play, they really play. They do the simple things really, really good. Really clear style. Marco does an incredible job, in my opinion. And then you have Andreas Pereira. He was my player when he was 9 years old at PSV Eindhoven. Unbelievable that you play against him now. So much creativity. He can play early passes to Jimenez. And Harry, of course, we know really well. Who has goal threat, who can shoot from everywhere. Great personality. We really like him. So, and then William, who nothing to say no. One of the better players. We really need to be spot on, like in the last game, our high press, our midfield press. We need to defend them with all we have and then put our aggressive attacking style into place.
We saw how dangerous Fulham can be recently at Anfield when they scored 3 goals. Is that a game that you'd look back on? And is it something that might give them a bit of encouragement coming into the game?
Yeah, they will be the same as us. No, they can reach Wembley, so they will be on top of it. How I said, I think they deserve more merit, in my opinion, with the squad Marco has and what he's doing. I always hope the players are available. Now, of course, a few going away as well to the AFCON, but Nadia, I like the idea, the offensive idea. So that's what I said. And they can create from deep, what they did against us when they went longer, director. They are good with the second ball and then tricky with the passes to the front players. And when they can start crossing from deep, like fullback early crosses to the second post with the striker or the opposite fullback who arrives there, then they become really, really dangerous. We need to be spot on in all departments. That's for sure. Yeah.
It's over two legs, obviously. There's no away goal rule or anything like that. So, do you see the tie as two games as a whole, or do you have to look at each one in isolation?
In the moment where we are after the crazy December schedule, and 2 days ago we go to Arsenal, you just look the next game. You're not even thinking about the game after. It's about and that's also something we really like, no? We see just the next game as the next final. It sounds cliche, but it is like this, and that's how we prepare. We see which players are really available. We look how they are, and then we make a lineup, and then we go. Yeah.
Carl, just to come back on Trent. His skill set has been so integral to how this side has evolved.
Yeah.
So how do you replace the irreplaceable?
No, we have many weapons. So there's no irreplaceable. There's nobody. That's also, Mo goes away, Jota steps up. You know, if the best players are not there and you play really well the second half against Arsenal, then that's a good sign. That's a really good sign. And that's what we always have been done. We don't rely on one or two or three or four players. We're missing probably four or five core players from our leadership group. Robbo, Trent, Mo, and then you have, so we're missing three from the leadership. So that's a blow, of course. And he creates a lot of flexibility from the back. And he's this kind of, he can play passes what the forwards really like to receive, no? And he has verticality, he knows how to decide games, and he always sniffs when to put balls where. But the squad has a lot of other qualities, in my opinion. But yeah, for sure, we need to find new dynamics. We always do that. It's a difference if Wata plays, for example, or Alexis plays on the six. You find different dynamics. We always search to become better, to evolve the game, or to become a more complete team. You see what the players you have and you try to build around that. It's different if Darwin plays striker or he plays on the left wing. If Jota plays striker, that it's complete. So we always search in this way. And now we have to find solutions without Trent as well. But again, this squad has so much talent, so much power. And the biggest, what we always say, as long as counter-pressing is there, everything else is replaceable.
Hold up. What was that? Boring. No flavor. That was as bad as those leftovers you ate all week. Keke Palmer here. And it's time to say hello to something fresh and guilt-free. Hello Fresh. Jazz up dinner with pecan-crusted chicken or garlic butter shrimp scampi. Now that's music to my mouth. Hello Fresh. Let's get this dinner party started. Discover all the delicious possibilities at HelloFresh.com.
Acast powers the world's best podcasts. Here's a show that we recommend.
So, Robert, tell the people, what's a pretendian?
It's just what it sounds like, Angel, a pretend Indian.
Someone who fakes being one of us?
Someone who impersonates a native.
We're talking about real scammers and con artists.
There are pretendians teaching at universities, pretendians running governments, pretendians in Hollywood.
On our new podcast, Pretendians, we'll tell you the incredible story of these jaw-dropping frauds.
Who are they? Why do they do it? And how the heck do they keep getting away with it?
Listen to Pretendians on Spotify or wherever you get your podcasts.
Acast helps creators launch, grow, and monetize their podcasts everywhere. Acast.com.